Usabelli Coal's Wishbone Hill project near Sutton could be producing in a year and a half if all goes according to plan. The coal mine has the backing of the Matanuska Susitna Borough, although some area residents who live close to the proposed mine are fighting the development. The Department of Natural Resources will hold additional public hearings on a permit renewal for the project this week in Sutton. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
The area around the Wishbone Hill mining site has been mined for years, for decades actually, going back to the early 1900s. Coal from the area fueled U.S. Navy ships until after World War II, when the Navy switched to diesel fuel. Usabelli acquired the Wishbone Hill coal leases in 1997. Lorelei Simon is Usabelli's external affairs manager for the project.
Last spring, Usabelli launched a feasibility study to take a fresh look at Wishbone Hill to see if now would be the time to further develop the mine. What's valuable about Wishbone Hill coal is that it is the only bituminous coal deposit on Alaska's road system.
Bituminous coal has a low sulfur content but burns ultra-hot. Simon says Usabelli's feasibility study is based on 6 million tons of economically mineable coal with an outlook of a 500,000-ton-a-year production when the mine gets ramped up. If Usabelli decides to go ahead with the mining plan, the company will strip mine the coal, reclaiming the mined land as it goes. Asian markets hungry for coal are prompting Usabelli's renewed interest in Wishbone Hill.
If we do decide to further develop the mine, we could be up and running in about a year and a half to 2 years. The Wishbone Hill coal is actually destined for Japan. J-Power is a Japanese-based power company that is interested in purchasing all of the output from Wishbone Hill.
Currently, Usabelli's Healy coal mine supplies 6 coal-burning power facilities in Alaska. With no more coal-powered plants in the state in the offing, Wishbone Hill's production is marked for export. But the project has its detractors, and they plan to speak up at the Sutton hearing. The Mat Valley Coalition is organizing both local and Anchorage residents in an effort to sway DNR against the permit renewal. Jeremiah Millen is executive director of Friends of Mat-Su, a member of the Mat-Su Coalition.
This will be coal that will be shipped directly to Asia, and our local communities will shoulder all the burden. You have to ask yourself, what's the real benefit for Mat-Su communities? And I'd say there's very little.
Today in Anchorage, representatives from the group of conservation organizations presented Governor Sean Parnell with a petition against coal development at Wishbone Hill. They want a new public best interest finding for the Wishbone Hill lands.
Some of the issues that we have with the current permit is that the original best interest finding that was done for those lands was done in 1984. This permit has been renewed every 5 years, but it's based off of data that's over 20 years old.
A lot changes in 20 years, he says. Now the area is increasingly residential, and Millen says there are 128 families living within a mile of the mine site. Opponents of the mine fear health hazards due to coal dust and adverse impacts to water quality, again pointing out that the permit data is outdated. They want retesting done using current methodologies for water quality assurance. The Sutton public hearing on Tuesday is part of the permit renewal process. Although coal mining is regulated by the Federal Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act, individual states may develop their own coal regulatory programs consistent with federal legislation. Alaska has its own coal regulatory program, which administers coal regulations on all lands within the state and assumes primacy over the federal program. For KSKA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.